online like everybody else. And the thing is almost $40.
That's ridiculous.
And another Husqvarna 128LD.
So customer brought this one in saying the fuel lines are rotten and need to be changed out. And in fact, probably about 60 to 70% of the ones I get in the shop, this on these Husqvarna 128LDs have this same exact issue, which could have been what burnt up that last one. I've actually spoken with Husqvarna corporate, told them that this would be a indestructible machine if they would just fix the fuel line situation. Because what happens is once they start rotting out, they will suck that debris up into the carburetor, which will get stuck in your screen, which will make the air fuel mixture not correct. It will burn too lean. Hopefully you catch it before it does any other damage, but it'll ruin the diaphragms in your carburetor and eventually could even burn it up. So it's always something to check for. Make sure that your fuel filter is still attached to your fuel line, because other than that, these never have any issues. It's always the fuel lines.
So yeah, we look down in here. There are no fuel lines, no fuel filter left at all.
So this is the part where the customer brings it in thinking, oh, I just need a couple fuel lines. It can't be more than $4 or $5 for the lines and a little bit of labor. The problem is since it's gotten to this state, it's probably already sucked a bunch of trash up into the carburetor and done some damage to those diaphragms. We're gonna dig in and see. First off, like always, we do not want to be working on a dead machine. So let's check this compression. Give it a couple pulls. Sweet. We've got 120 pounds. This one's good to go. So, first observation, we are missing an air filter cover. We got a little washer with a screw in here. Oh, you know, whatever works. At least there is an air filter. You don't know how many I take apart, and there is not one even in there. Let's go ahead and take this air filter base off, get this carburetor off. That way we can get to the holes in the tank for the fuel lines and open up this carburetor and see what it looks like inside. Oh, yeah, it is hard and broke. While I have this off, I am going to get my flashlight and take a look in here, make sure it's not burned up. Looks brand new though. Take this thing apart. This is the metering diaphragm side.